The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. We're celebrating the votive mass in honor of St. Joseph. I think all of us should cultivate a real love and devotion to St. Joseph. So many different aspects. But all of us every day to say a prayer to St. Joseph for the church, our families, for men, for workers, terror of demons. I mean, St. Joseph is a patron of so many different things. So say a prayer to St. Joseph today, and he will obtain for you many graces. First reading today is taken from the book of Exodus, and this is the vocation of Moses. There's a lot there. Moses was a shepherd. David was a shepherd. The most famous psalm in the Bible is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Moses was tending his flock. And he arrived at Mount Horeb, and he saw something that was extraordinary. He saw a bush, and he got close to the bush. He noticed that the bush was on fire, but as he got closer, he noticed that the bush was not being consumed by the fire, and he was fascinated. As he got closer, he heard the voice from the bush, take off your sandals, for you are walking on holy ground. Moses took off his sandals, and God spoke to him from the burning bush, transmitting his vocation was to go to Pharaoh and to free the people from the slavery of Egypt. This is the vocation of Moses. Many things can be said of this. Moses was a shepherd to his sheep. All of you are called also to be shepherds. Any parents here? Any grandparents here? So if you're parents, you have children, you are called to be the shepherd to that flock. That's your first flock. Your children. Then you got grandchildren. So I think you have to ask yourself today, I've got children. What type of shepherd am I toward the children that God has given to me? Now some of you are probably saying this, well, my sheep, they're already in their 20s, they're already in their 30s, they're already adults. Whenever I try to talk to them about religion, they bristle and they tell me not to talk about religion. Is that true? Probably in the case of most of you here. Well, you know, it's not a lost case. At least pray for them. Offer masses for them. offer communions for them because their souls to be saved. Even though these adults that you have, young adults, they've wandered from the path. They wander, maybe they're even in the, if I can use a graphic image, in the mouth of the wolf. That could be the case, okay? They're in the mouth of the wolf, still, they're still alive. We could try to snatch them from the mouth of the wolf before it's too late. So that's one idea that we glean from this, is that Moses was the shepherd to his flock as well as David. We are called to become good shepherds to our flock. But this is the key. For you, as well as for myself, to be a good shepherd of our sheep, we have to be a good sheep of the good shepherd. Amen? Has to be that way. If I'm a good sheep of the good shepherd, I can be a good shepherd to my sheep. Try to say that 5 times fast, huh? Okay? But it's true. You can't give what you don't have. So if you're really trying to be a good sheep, you have to nourish yourself. On a daily basis, you have to nourish yourself with the Word of God that we're preaching to you right now. You have to absorb the Word of God in your mind, in your hearts, in your soul. Then you have to nourish yourself with the bread of life, which is Holy Communion. And if you do that, you're properly nourished, then you can become a good shepherd to your sheep. Okay, let's talk about the burning bush. Many interpretations of the burning bush. I'll give you 3. One is the perpetual virginity of Mary. It's one of the classical interpretations. The second interpretation is the burning bush is a symbol of the Blessed Sacrament. The burning bush is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Those are 3 symbolic interpretations of the burning bush. Now Moses drew close to the burning bush and he heard the voice, "Take off your sandals. You're walking on holy ground." That was just a symbol. Here we've got the real presence. Shouldn't we have great respect for the burning bush within our church? Shouldn't we take off our sandals, at least metaphorically? Shouldn't we make a good genuflection when we come before the Blessed Sacrament? Should we teach our children, our grandchildren, the importance of having respect in the house of God? Remember hearing a story of Father Benedict Rochelle, who died about 2 years ago. He would go to India and give retreats to the missionaries of charity of Mother Teresa. He said on his downtime, he went to a Buddhist temple. When he entered the Buddhist temple, he was dressed as a Franciscan. There was total silence. There were some Buddhist monks that saw Father Rochelle and they bowed to him in reverence because they respected him as a man of God in other religions. Total silence, respect in the Buddhist temple. Then he said he came back to the United States, entered in the Catholic Church. It's like being in Dodger Stadium, huh? A lot of noise, a lot of talking. It's like in a bazaar, huh? How interesting. And Father Rochelle went on to say that there are people who are worshiping the wrong God, maybe using the wrong words. Maybe they're in the wrong place and they will be heard with their words. Then there are people that are in the right place worshiping the right God, apparently saying the right words, and they won't be heard because their hearts are far from God. So let's pray that we will always have great reverence for God present in the Blessed Sacrament. Isaiah had the vision of the three times holy God. The three times holy God was seen by Isaiah. Moses drew close to the burning bush. Here we have God in the tabernacle. How blessed we are to have God in the Blessed Sacrament. We can come to visit Him in this church from 4:30 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. How blessed we are. And after Mass, we're going to be exposing Him to all of you people. The Gospel is this. If we want to understand God, we have to be humble like little children. That's what Jesus is saying. God reveals Himself to those who are humble. They're simple. They're not puffed up with pride. They're not arrogant. Those are the type of people that God speaks to. And it's very interesting, who did Our Lady of Fatima appear to? Three little shepherd children. Who did Our Lady of La Salette appear to? Any of you know of La Salette visions? Two little children, Melanie and Maximus. Who did Our Lady of Lourdes appear to 18 times? A little girl who could not even pass her catechism. Her name is Saint Bernadette. So God loves the humble. He loves the humble. So let's pray that we will be humble. And may this prayer be your prayer today. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Amen.